to order at 6:02. Greetings, everybody. Thank you for being here. Chair Loudon is out, so I've got the gavel. We'll be here at least till 9. Kidding. So everybody should have gotten the minutes for July. Any comments, questions, or corrections for the minutes?
Nope.
Okay, take a motion to approve, please.
Motion to approve.
Motion for Mike, is there a second?
I second.
Okay, a motion for Mike, second from Zara to approve the July minutes. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. All right, any interested citizens? We got Peggy and Jerry. You guys want to say anything? Come on up. Come on up. Welcome. I do. We do. Actually, it's usually Chair Loudon, but. So just so everybody is aware, the new microphones, we don't have to touch. We don't have to turn on. They're on all the time, and the guys in the back room are making everything perfect. We don't have to move them. We have to do nothing. Fancy.
So don't say anything about Debbie, then.
Only if it's nice.
Only if it's nice.
Okay. Hot mic.
Volunteer work for several different organizations in Kaiser. And next month we had planned on coming in and turning in paperwork ahead of time and asking for a grant. We don't have our paperwork all done and printed out yet, but we have it in our heads. It's for community garden. What we want to do is replace all the boxes that gardeners are growing in. It's original wood that's there now, and it's not treated wood, and they're rotting out, they're separating. We did what we could to control the separation of the wood a couple of years ago, but they're still rotting out. So what we want to do is replace those beds and make them deeper. And that way the people can actually grow more crop that's root crops, carrots and things that go down in deeper, because right now they're only, is it 8 inches, I think?
Six inches.
We might want to make it up to 10 inches. We just feel like that would increase our production.
You're going to replace with cedar, or what kind of wood are you going to use, do you think?
Treated? Treated lumber, yeah. And we've talked to a lumber company. We do have a bid on it. It's just a little over $1,000 to do that all. They will deliver the wood to the garden, so which is nice. And they're giving us a good deal.
Well, look forward to seeing your application probably for October, it sounds like then.
October?
Yeah, if in fact we do end up recommending to council the September 10th meeting, which is kind of common for after.
Because we have to wait till the garden is pretty much put to bed, you know, and only the real winter crops that are still growing, because we'll have to take the old wood out and put the new wood in. So we have to wait until the gardening season is pretty much over. So we were planning on doing that late fall. So that would work out great.
So just out of curiosity, how many garden beds do you have?
18. We do have some that are community, what we call community beds, but not all of those are we going to replace, because we begged, borrowed, and stole those. Different people who were throwing out flower beds or made decks and then had extra wood. We managed to get those donated, so we don't need to replace everything, but the regular beds that are rented all need to be replaced.
I'll connect with you afterwards, because we have 3 at home that we're needing to get rid of.
Pardon me?
I have 3 of them at home that we need to get rid of, and they've only been out for like a year, and it's treated wood. So, yeah, we're down the street. I'll connect with you afterwards.
Yeah, it should last 15 years at least.
Yeah, we've only had them for a year. We just don't have any sun in our yard. So, Didn't work out very well.
Well, sounds good. Always great to see you guys.
Thank you.
All right. So moving on to new old business, we have two grant requests, and it looks as if neither of the applicants are here. So we could table this for now and see if maybe they show up, or why do we want to do this?
Do they have to be here to approve them?
Normally the board likes to be able to ask them questions and get clarification about the numbers and the plans.
I'd prefer for them to be here as well. Right. I think we've made exceptions in the past.
Well, the one I might argue for might be Spencer's, because he's done two presentations to us.
Yes. Right. He's only asking for...
Yeah, it's like $300 he's asking for. So, I mean, if we want to... If we want to consider that, I mean, and Wayne did come last month with his presentation, but his application's completely changed since then. So I think it's, and there's no background to what I think Wayne's asking for. So I think if, as a board, if we want to consider Mr. Millis's, that might, it's a departure from our norm, but he's presented to this body at least twice. I think two or three times, right? I don't even remember.
Twice that I know.
So what do you guys think on that? Dylan, you sound like you're in favor of looking at Spencer's, or?
I'm
in favor of doing Roberts, because he's all ready to go right now.
Yeah.
Or
Spencer.
Spencer. With Robert,
yeah. The $300 one.
Yeah.
Debbie, is that, I mean, it's a little bit outside the norm, but.
No, I think we have, you're right, we have done it before on candidates who have been before and just haven't been able to make it to the meeting. So I think that, especially since it's such a small amount, as you mentioned, I think that that would be appropriate for the board to move forward.
Okay, well.
Do you need a motion?
I think, well, if we want to talk about it first, or
okay,
do you guys want to talk about it, or do you want to just put a motion on the floor? I don't care either way.
What questions do you have on here?
I didn't hear today, and then.
I think the only question I have is, it sounds like this is kind of under the youth grant program.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think so too.
And that Robert's going to be purchasing the material to provide to Mr. Millis. I think that's the only deviation from what we consider sort of our normal grant thing, where this is not reimbursable. It's under the, it's the first under the new program. So, that's
the basic thing on this is he's just ready to paint it. He's already sandblasted it. He's done all the stuff that he needs to do.
Yeah, that's right.
And he's just waiting so he can pay for the paint and final coats and stuff. And also the, what do you call it?
Struts.
Yeah. Make it go up and down so it doesn't slam on somebody.
The prop rods.
Right. Yeah. And then Robert's going to furnish the concrete, because he's got it sitting up there at the Walsh House. And we've already talked about where we're going to put it. So we're all ready to go on that, just letting him buy the paint and the money that he needs.
I have a question. So after we fund a project, do they come back and give us like a report on the end product? Like, do they provide photos or anything for us to kind of see what that looks like?
We should always ask for that.
Or are we usually funding?
I
would be interested.
I think historically it's happened. I don't know that we've ever made it a requirement.
On the website, it has rules, and I believe it is one of the rules.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, it's towards the, yeah.
I know the exercise equipment.
Yeah, Jeff was. Pictures. Which those things are really cool. I saw the Clagger Heat one.
Nice.
Oh, here it is.
It's really cool.
Okay, here it is on the rules. Grants are reimbursement grants. Now, this is the other ones, but applicant will need to complete the project, have it accepted by the city, and provide copies of receipts for materials and other costs associated with the project to receive reimbursement. So the approval of the city would be part of it. I don't know that it looks much different for the youth grant program, but I imagine it's quite similar.
Yeah, I think in this case, I'm on board with what Zaire's thinking. Personally, I'd like, you know, Mr. Millis to come back and say, hey, this is, you know, thanks for the project. This is what we did. I mean, nothing else is highlighting the first youth grant project.
Yeah, I think that would just be really, oh, I think think that'd be really cool, just in memory, just kind of just pay tribute to it being the first one we do for the youth project.
I like it.
And then to see what they did.
Is it okay if he submits a report via email rather than having to come in? A report maybe with photographs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good. So it sounds like, any other questions on Mr. Millis' application? If none, let's put a motion on the floor, please.
I make a motion to vote on Mr. Millis' grant proposal as it's written, with the understanding that after the work is complete, he will either come in and show us or submit by email photos of his work and the explanation of what he's done.
Okay. So short version, motion to approve is presented with a report back via email with photos and stuff to the board.
Right.
Okay. Any second?
Second.
Okay, motion and second. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. Congratulations, Mr. Millis. So to put a period on Mr. Fry's application, since this is a little bit of a departure from what was originally presented, there's some elements that are different. There's some elements that are missing from his original application. Would we like to table this until such time as he can come in and talk about this, or what do you guys want to do on this one?
Yeah, I want to table this because, as you mentioned, things have changed. I think I was gone last month. So last I heard about it, it was extremely brief.
I don't remember him turning in an application. Is this the first time he's submitted one?
So at the last Parks Board meeting, he came in with an application and did kind of a presentation on it, but there was some elements in there that I think Robert wasn't comfortable with in terms of the material that the goals are being made from. There was something about a lawnmower being included and then some other pieces there. So
this one's significantly different then?
Yeah, I mean, it's a different material. I don't know how different the costs and stuff are.
Mm-hmm.
And actually,
instead of getting it from the local manufacturer here, he's buying it from somebody in California.
Okay.
Which I thought strange because all the school district stuff, they all buy the stuff right from Stackhouse here in town.
Mm-hmm.
So I was kind of surprised when he wanted to go that way. But.
Okay. So it sounds like we want to table this for now.
Yeah.
I agree with tabling it, just to get clarity.
No, we don't need a motion on that?
No, we'll just do by consensus.
Okay. All right. And I actually reached out to Wayne on this outside of the scope of this meeting and asked him to provide additional details, and he never mailed me back, so kind of hard to work with what we don't have. Okay, moving on. September 9th, park tour planning. This is one of our annual kind of fun events where we have a co-meeting with the Keyser City Council. And is that going to be the same as this year with the City Council?
Yes, it's a Monday night. It's a work session.
Okay. So typically, it's one of those things. The city provides a meal. We go out and we check out a few parks. And, you know, before it was kind of a preview of what could be, and now it's more of a, hey, guess what's happening type thing. I think that Robert's suggestions specifically of Claggett Creek and Northview are good because we have new sports courts there. Claggett Creek's kind of been one we've done a lot recently. I think we did one last year with the new sports court, but it wasn't finished. But now it's finished and striped, which, by the way, side note, I stopped and watched those guys play futsal on Saturday. It was really cool. There was like 10 individuals that were out there playing futsal. And they're just in love with the fact that the city of Keyser is being so accommodating for this kind of a neat sport. And they were out there for a long time. Like, I got there at 10:45, and they had been there for almost an hour at that point, and they were still there for a couple hours afterwards.
That's so. On the Claggett Creek court?
Yeah.
Cool.
So it was – Robert striped it for futsal so they could compete there, but it was the one ring is off a little bit, but they're just really, really pleased with – just the city being so welcoming for that. And they're like, what more can we do? And I says, we have a pickleball group and we have a futsal group. Y'all need to get together and figure out how you can stripe the courts to make both work. And they were like, fantastic. So they're ready to kind of move that forward a little bit. So sorry about the side tangent there, but as noted here, Willamette Manor and the skate park will be probably at some iteration of being underway for construction, so those probably aren't the best.
I think we ought to go back to Kaiser Little League. We didn't go there last year.
You don't like the Little League, do you?
I think we need to go back there, don't
we? We didn't go last year? That was 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
What changed? Well, I haven't been probably, I guess, in 2 years. So
I think it'd be just good for us to do that because there's a lot of things they're talking about, merger and all kinds of stuff. Who's going to take care of the facility? Are they keeping the facility up? So I think it's just a good idea for us to go.
So I was thinking, along the lines of probably, we did see Meadows last year, but it was right after construction of the new playground. There's been some dirt work and some other things that have happened, so you can kind of get more of what we would consider a finished feel. So if we wanted to look at that again, that might be one we want to keep in our back pocket. The other one that I was thinking about that, I'm drawing a blank on it. Sorry.
You want a list of the parks?
I was
Hollis tracking. House?
No, it was
Palmacia? Sunset?
It's one of the ones we Bob Newton, didn't we do striping at Bob Newton this recently? Or we talked about something with the sports courts? I've been making that up.
I don't remember that either.
So I think
I don't know that we've ever gone to Bob Newton.
That's a neat
as on the parks tour. So I mean
we have, but it's been several years ago.
A long time.
4 years ago.
Well, and Bob Newton's got a pretty good size sports court.
Does it?
Oh. I mean, it's one of the larger features out there in that park. So that might be worth looking at, especially if in terms of looking through the lens of, because I want to remember, because didn't we had the signs at Bob Newton where we talked about restriping for tennis only or tennis and pickleball because of the basketball courts, and I don't remember where we landed on that. But that might be worth just seeing and kind of walking through.
Yeah, that might also be a candidate for some upkeep in playground equipment and stuff like that.
Playground looks pretty good.
Does it? Okay.
Yeah. I think as far as playgrounds right now, the worst right now is probably Claggett.
Yeah.
You know, another one we ought to look at is, because we didn't go last year, is Kaiser Rapids Park.
We started at Kaiser Rapids last year. We started there in the gazebo.
Because there were all those bees.
Bees, yeah.
You remember.
Not a bad idea. I mean, it's...
Well, that place is used probably more than all the other ones put together. It's just...
I'd say Claggett's contending pretty good.
It's amazing what goes on at that Kaiser Rapids Park.
Well, I feel like 2 weekends ago, I saw someone and they had like a water slide, the big inflatable ones at Claggett. They had a whole party going on.
Yeah.
So what do we do normally? Do 4 or 5 parks?
Three. So that's why you need to pick one of these. You got Kaiser Little League, you got Meadows, you got Bob Newton.
I think we really need to kind of bring the council to task on this one, and maybe to like 7.
We went to Meadows last year.
We did, yeah.
Right.
So.
Okay, so take Meadows off?
I would say
okay. Yeah.
Then you still got Bob Newton or Kaiser Little League.
Right here anyway. Did we want to go to the skate park? Or?
No, skate park is off limits.
Under construction, so we don't want to do it like tonight, okay?
I'm open to either one. I mean, Kaiser Little League, maybe, just because it's a bigger park, and I understand what Clint's saying about seeing how things are going with them trying to work out things between each side.
Yeah.
Well, I agree with that, being on that task force. That's more of an administrative function than doesn't have a ton to do with the facility.
Okay.
At this point, I mean, I don't know what they've done in terms of the collaboration. I know they're still trying to work through the nuances of that new organization, but mm-hmm. That's not to say they haven't been doing work.
Right.
Because I know they've been doing work.
I got that net up this year.
Yeah. I mean, it's 6 and 1/2 is in the other. I don't. Bob Newton's, one we haven't been at for a long time.
How far are they? Are they close together?
Kind of.
Sort of.
We could do them both, maybe.
I think if we started, if we met at Little League and started at Little League, did the dinner thing, quick tour, and
no, we're going to start at Claggett because we've already reserved a cover, and I need to find out who is coming. So, and if you have any dietary needs.
Well, this isn't the most direct way, but Kaiser Little League can kind of be on the way to Bob Newton.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, because Claggett and...
Well,
and
if we do Claggett to Northview, Northview to Little League,
yeah.
Little League to Bob Newton.
We could do it pretty quickly. We could just stop off at the Little League pretty quick.
Isn't Northview the one just up the street from here? With the?
Yeah.
That's right, right?
Yeah, you're right.
I was getting Northview. And
yeah.
Yes.
Northview is where they have a new sport court there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're saying Claggett, Northview, Little League, Bob Newton?
Yeah.
Works?
Sure.
I think so. I think we just make a pit stop at Little League. I don't know that we need to, because we spent a lot of time there 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. I think we just stop, park there, kind of look in and talk about it, and then move on, and we'll be fine having the extra park.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Okay, so now I know that Zyra and Dylan are not going to be there. Mike, can you make it?
That's a good point.
Do you have any kind of dietary restrictions?
I eat.
You eat anything, okay? And let's see. And then how about you, Matt?
Just the salad's fine.
We're going to do box lunches. Is that okay? Or do you want to?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
I'll make it work.
Okay. And Clint, you're okay with a box lunch too? No, and then we'll just have water. So I will check with the rest of the group and make sure. But okay, so we are on. Meeting at Claggett, okay?
And
at 6? At 6, yes.
Claggett at 6.
Yes.
Sounds good.
And I'll remind you.
This is a work session. The public's welcome,
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So, and that's another thing. We have a parking lot there at Claggett, so we can park. You can carpool from there if you want to, or we can all go separate, however you want to do. Okay?
Excellent.
Okay.
No, we don't need a motion or any of that. We're just...
No, you're good.
Good.
I've got that done.
Moving right along. Parksport. Mr. Pantalone, Meadows and Clear Lake.
Okay, I went to Meadows this weekend. That park is looking really nice, actually. I did a walk all the way around the park. I also talked to some people that were using the park with their children. One person did ask, and I see Robert's not here, so maybe I'll send him an email, about moving one of the picnic tables. There's three picnic tables that are kind of chained to one tree, and maybe moving one over by where the play area is so that they could see it more clearly while their kids are playing, because there was a father who was sitting there on a wagon. So it'd be nice to actually have a picnic table over here to sit so I could still watch my children. Other than that, the park looked great. So one thing I really like is walking around the edges of it. It's kind of nice the way some of the houses around there have kind of spread in. Not that they're spreading their property into the park, but they kind of take care of the park right near their houses where they're planting flowers along those edges and stuff, so that's really neat. Clear Lake, of course, kind of remains obscure. I did go in there and there's still graffiti on one of the trees. I don't know if it's remaining from the last time I reported it or if it's new. I think there was more than one tree last time, so it might be a new graffiti, and I'll send the pictures to Robert on that too.
And Donna, unfortunately, is out this evening, so we'll move on to Mr. Holland with Kaiser Little League and Mike Whittem.
Okay, I'm Mike Whittem. I think that's one of the best deals for growing vegetables and stuff. They do a good job there.
Other than theirs, right?
Well, there's two. but I'm always amazed when I go to talk to people there. They're always very happy, and they keep it up nice. Once they got water there and a few other things help, they've done a good job. You should go by and take a look at that. That's well done. Kaiser Little League, right now they're not doing a lot of stuff. They have maybe one or two games a night there, so the fields are setting quite a bit. But they're not watering it like they have in the past, so I was kind of surprised at that. But we'll see that when we go there. I want to mention, though, that the Sprague Little League, for those who don't know, is in the World Series, Little League World Series. They just made it, so they will represent the West Coast. And that's pretty impressive that we've got a team from this area. It's the first time we've had a team in the World Series in Little League, so that's great.
Okay. So Chalmers Jones and Bob Newton. Chalmers, I have a heck of a time saying that one. This one out here, you know, it's used all the time. There's always kids out there, whether it's the splash pad or skate park or in the gazebo. I did get a comment on Facebook from some folks where they've talked about some of the homeless being at the Heritage Center, but that's not necessarily a park thing. And I'm pretty sure they're a frequent flyer there, and so I'm sure the police and city staff are aware of that. So not gonna harp on that too much. Bob Newton was down there most recently for stopped by for the Greater Gubster Neighborhood Association neighborhood night out thing. Had a ton of fun down there. And, you know, the park, it's just one of those parks that's so much fun. You know, you kind of walk around, you got a lot of grass area with the creek and the bridge and all that kind of stuff. It's a nice park. You know, some areas where there could probably be a little bit of extra cleanup and stuff like that, but it's when you're being nitpicky about small things, then you know the city staff is doing a really good job. The one thing that I'm going to let Robert know on the north side of the shelter that's right by the basketball court there, there's some dirt and some drainage coming off of probably either irrigation or something, and so it's puddling just a little bit, and so might throw some aggregate down there to kind of clear that up. But, you know, other than that, you know, the kind of problems or issues we're having with our park stuff is good because staff is able to get on top of it pretty quick. From what I heard from Robert, the brand new guy they hired this year is just stellar and is picking things up real, real quick, and they're not having any issues. So I think that's all I got for – oh, I was down at Kaiser Rapids. Oh, it's been a few weeks ago. You know, it's one of those things. There's some homeless that are still sleeping in vehicles down the Frisbee Golf thing like that, but you know, that's all stuff that Chief and those guys are aware of, but – you know, it's issues. The field by the old Hazelnut field is looking good. They mowed it, and it's not looking like, you know, 17-foot-tall weeds anymore.
One thing, though, since the last board meeting, to me, it looks like somebody set the fires. There's four different sections that somebody went around, and I don't know that for a fact, but I'm just saying it looks like that. You can imagine with the big toy in the middle of all that grass that was there before, if that would have got away from us, whoa. So I'm glad Robert stepped up to the plate. I know it wasn't his job to do, but Robert and Bill Lawyer stepped up to the plate and got that mowed. For safety reasons, that was awesome. And we also had a fire down at the boat deal. They burned the chemical toilet down there.
Back on the path, the boat and camping.
Camping, they burn it. Because that chemical that's in the hand soap and stuff, just especially when they spread it all over the inside, people that do that know what's happening. So it's sad, but so they had to replace that. So place looks pretty good out there. Yep. Looks pretty good. The guy that does the mowing out there, he does a fabulous job for Robert. I've been very impressed. He's kept up with the amphitheater and the fields worry me a little, and he's always mowed those before the concerts because we've had some awful big concerts out there this year. Mm-hmm. And when we had Johnny Limbo and the Lugnuts, we broke all kinds of record, and we used all the parking, including that lower field. Wow. We didn't park them too deep. We parked them 4 and 5 deep. Wow. So it's good we've mowed that stuff. Mm-hmm. They've done a good job keeping up on that.
Well, we got a celebrity guest star in the audience, Mayor Kathy Clark. Would you care to say anything? Welcome. It's always nice to have Mayor Clark come and attend this.
I heard you lost your guests that stay with you.
We lost one and gained one. Yes, Franklin LeBoer was called up to Augusta the same night he found out that he was going to the All-Star game. And right after the game, they said, you and Gino, pack up. You're going to be on a flight tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, to Augusta.
Mm-hmm. So who'd you pick up?
We picked up Prelander Barroa, who is a pitcher. He was a trade from the Minnesota Twins, and we got him like 3 days later. So he is now staying with us as well. Unfortunately, he's not as apt a translator as Franklin was. So thank goodness for Google Translate. So if you don't have your tickets for the playoffs, make sure you get them. We're hoping to sell out the stadium. So with that, just a couple of things. Thank you so much. Councilor Herrera couldn't be here tonight because of the World Series softball going on up in Portland. He and his wife Olivia traditionally work at that event every year, and he knew he couldn't get back in time. And I had a slight change in my schedule, so I wanted to stop by and say hey and listen to what was going on. Just a couple of things regarding folks who are camping out over at Kaiser Heritage. The staff there and all the volunteers are very aware. They try to work with the people who try to keep warm and sheltered over there, work with the police if there's an issue. So all of the staff there have been informed on how to interact with folks, how to connect up with resources as necessary, and then if there's a problem, to quickly get a hold of police, so that the property and the people in there are secure. So that is ongoing awareness. The solar sales project, I didn't come in here for the early part of your conversation, but as you know, that has gone to bid. It was much more expensive than it was originally thought it was going to be, but the engineering, when you're dealing with the wind, is pretty significant. Will this be a long-term investment? Absolutely. One of the questions that was given to Mr. Lawyer was, you know, what's this going to last? How are they going are we going to get the good out of this investment? And since they're going to take them down every winter, they'll last even longer. But they're talking a very long time that these will last. Plus, it'll make that playground very playable throughout the summer, spring and summer. So we won't have any issues with kids getting onto hot equipment. So I appreciate that. It is expensive. It kind of goes back to a project that was talked about years ago, an arch over River Road. People said, yeah, we can put up banners, and it'll be fine, and so forth. Then they started doing the engineering and going, this is going to be an expensive project. I think Debbie might remember some of these conversations. But it won't be that bad. You know, we just put those poles in, just string across the banners. It's not that. It's the wind. And it's really significant in our area, as we all know. Every afternoon when we open up the windows to get that nice eastbound breeze. The skate park bids, were you told that those bids came in lower than expected? So that was very good news. So that work is going to progress, and then we'll be able to use some funds that for projects that we had anticipated for next year, be able to do that this year. Park host. So we did have a conversation about that program, whether we'd be able to do it. I don't know if you watched the city council meeting where we had that conversation. But as it turns out, the regulations that were written for that program are very specific for campgrounds. That's the gotcha. Kaiser Rapids Park is not a campground. So to do the program the way they do it through the state parks would mean that Kaiser Rapids Park would have to be a campground. In addition, there are other laws now under the Bureau of Labor and Industries, BOLI, that make it much more difficult to have someone live in the house and have an expectation of doing labor. They would be an employee. So based on the information that our attorney got from labor, this is not something that is going to be very practicable for us if we expect someone to live in the house and actually work in the park. It's not as simple as that. So we don't want to go afoul of BOLI. We also have issues with our unions. We cannot have a volunteer do something that a union employee would be doing. So we also have to watch out for that. Given that information, right now there isn't a path forward that we can see to quickly get someone into that house that would be doing work in the park. So the city council, in conversation, has asked the city manager to look into getting someone into that house. We've already had vandalism. We need to get someone living there as quickly as possible. But like the other house that we own, the money generated by the rent stays in the park's budget. It doesn't go anywhere else. It is dedicated to the park's budget, so we can use it for the employees or whatever else we need for the park. So those are dedicated funds. So that's where we're at now with the park host concept. And if there's another way, path forward, our city staff has not found that to make it workable. Kaiser Rapids, thank you for the update on the fires and so forth. I had never thought about someone going inside a bathroom and spreading it around to catch it on fire. I knew that stuff was flammable, but this is why public bathrooms are very expensive to build, because you have to build toward that kind of standard, not just using it for what it was intended, but also for all the other creative ways that people find to abuse the facility. So it's disappointing that someone would do that, but it's not nothing new under the sun. People keep on doing things like that. So that's all the updates I have related to parks. And thank you for planning the park tour. That is one of our favorite work sessions all year. Is it going to be on Monday or Tuesday? It's the Monday. Okay, second Monday in September, correct? Okay. So I know it's in my calendar, and I'm looking forward to that. And I'll be happy to answer any questions.
I want to go back. I didn't quite maybe understand this. So the house, you're going to rent that out?
Correct.
And you're going to get somebody that will do some work in the park?
No.
Only going to be rent. So have we dropped completely the idea of having a host or somebody out there to look after the park?
We can't do that because they would be an employee of the city. We did not find a path forward to have a person be in that house and have the cost of living, you know, the rent, essentially be their pay. We would run afoul of Bowley. And we can't do a park host like the campgrounds do, because the Kaiser Rapids Park is not a campground, and we were very specific about that in the master planning.
But there's the boat-in camping.
That is correct. That was specific boat-in only. In the master plan, it does not allow for drive-in camping. The Kaiser Rapids, the Eclipse event was a special permit, a one-time only.
Daryl's going to come back and ask for RV parking at the wants to turn Kaiser Rapids into an RV parking.
Mayor, I had a question for you. I've noticed it seems like there's an uptick in vandalism, and maybe that's just I'm more aware of it now being on the board here. I was wondering if there's a possibility of, like, video surveillance or anything like that. It seems like it's getting cheaper to do, and I don't know if it would be possible to install things like that at some of the parks to keep an eye on equipment.
If there's a recommendation for which parks and which equipment, I would encourage you to put that list together. Doing it, all the parks and all the locations would be very expensive.
Yes.
But if you have something specific in mind, recently I just got a request, actually today, about doing cameras at the skate park, because of some of the behaviors there.
Right.
So that might be one of them that could go on a list. But and security was something that came up a great deal during our conversations about the park's fee. People wanted increased security. So if that is something that you would like to pursue, I would encourage you to do a prioritization of what parks or in what sections it would be, you believe it would be effective, and then work with our police on where we had incidents to put together a prioritization.
You know, one of the things, that they've got a staggered employee now, seasonal over the weekend to deal mostly with Kaiser Rapids, and I recognize it's mostly a seasonal thing, as I understand it. What are the conversations looking like with Chief to try to increase patrols down there, specifically at Kaiser Rapids, towards the evening time? I think Kaiser Rapids, Kaiser Little League is another park that we see a lot more after hours activity. Claggett's a little tougher because there's a lot more light now on Dearborn and Chemawa, so it's a little bit tougher to kind of hide in those parking lots like you used to. But, you know, for example, Bob Newton, right after we got done with the neighborhood night out thing, there was a bunch of guys came in parking, didn't look like they were there to play basketball or pickleball. But, you know, it's one of those things that maybe, I don't know what Chief is doing in terms of increased patrols, but it would be helpful to the seasonal person down there over the weekend.
So I don't have that information, but it's a question I can ask.
He covers that pretty good, but maybe doubling it up or something would be great. They respond really fast when something's going on down there. What about, by the way, I want to make a presentation on camera equipment for Kaiser Rapids Park, because whoever just said that, the stuff is dirt cheap now. I mean dirt cheap. Easy to film. Down at the amphitheater, even things like security lights when somebody passes in front, It automatically turns the lights on. And I mean, it just, all that stuff makes a big difference. And the other thing I'm thinking of, you have to be down there at 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock to see all the traffic that comes into that park. You would absolutely be shocked at how many cars come in there. What they're doing, I don't know. They go down, a lot of them go down to the boat ramp, okay? They do all kinds of stuff. What about us putting two gates up on the road so cars can't go down there? Say, like, we close that off at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock. I bet that would stop a lot of problems that are going on.
That is a recommendation of the Parks Board, that is something that could go to staff for consideration.
I'll bring that up when I do the security.
Because they have that at Wallace, I think. Don't they have the yellow?
Wallace Marine.
Yeah. Yeah, they do it at Wallace
Marine. I mean, you're still going to get foot traffic, and you're still going to get bicycle traffic and stuff like that, but it is a potential deterrent for vehicle traffic.
So, Clint, are you going to be doing the presentation at the Parks Board?
Here.
Okay. Because I know you say that it's dirt cheap, like the material, but what I'm thinking about is, like, storage. Like, where is all this film being stored? Because that's expensive, like, memory for, because it's going to be 24-hour surveillance.
Some of this stuff is getting so technical that they can do it wireless right to the police station.
But the, like, the memory, the database of where it's going to live, all of that memory, is that's where I can see the expenses really racking up. I guess I'd be curious to learn more about that piece.
Okay.
Other than the equipment itself.
Most of the time you can revolve them on a 24-hour loop. And they're typically not going to go back to that unless there's an issue. But then again, that's still, and that's if you did like an internal memory type thing. I mean, some of these things you can get terabyte memory cards for these things now. And you can put it on a 24-hour loop and they'll just record over. But if we're talking cloud storage and other things like that, you're talking
like the IT piece behind it, I'd be curious to learn more about that.
Well, and that actually on a separate issue, but that conversation was had about putting a camera outside the Civic Center here for purposes of using the Civic Center for online transactions. And the big negative on that was it was too expensive to do this. And that was only, what, a year and a half ago? When they talked about doing the camera out here, I think. I mean, it's only been in the last 24 months, I think. But at the time, it was too cost prohibitive to put a camera out here so people could come and do online transactions out in the parking lot without. So.
But the other part would be public records as well. So we would have to consider all of that as well, the retention, et cetera. So, but it is a great technology, and there can be a great cost savings if it's done right. So I don't think it's a conversation we should avoid. I think it's one that will evolve until we hit the right formula. So I would encourage, go ahead and talk about what the options are. If you have additional information, that is always helpful. And then our police and staff will assess where we're at. And sometimes the answer is no, sometimes it's yes, and sometimes it's not yet.
Lots of reports about an older gentleman constantly out there watering the lawn at Kaiser Rapids.
I know. And they keep on wondering, does he have a place to live? They want to feed him and take care of him.
Who does he belong to?
Wait, do you want this on, do you want this on the October agenda?
If I can get it all done by then, yes. Okay. Yeah. Yes.
I'd like to see it on the agenda. I think it'd be a conversation.
Yeah.
I want to say, I think it sounds like the concerns about the host program were carefully considered and investigated, so I appreciate that. I was a little worried it would be like, nah, but it does sound like you did do due diligence in like finding out exactly what the roadblocks were going to be there. So,
good. Thank you.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Anything else?
That's all I've got.
Glad to have you.
Thank you. Good to see you all. Thank you all for your work for the people of Kaiser. We appreciate you.
So I guess that covers Council Liaison Report. And since Debbie, is there anything on the staff report that Robert wanted to pass over?
No.
Okay. In terms of other business,
I have something real quick.
Yeah, go for it.
So I walk around Claggett Creek Park often, and because we have my house. Anyways. And I'm really curious about the memorial piece that's there, kind of up against the fence that's like roses, and it's an arch. And it's really like, it's sad looking. Like, it's been just, abandoned. I don't know if you guys know what I'm talking about, but it's kind of on the left.
Yeah, it's the trellis thing that's there.
Yeah, it's like a garden trellis with, like, it's supposed to be roses wrapped around it. Maybe at one point in time it was nice, but now it's just looking like it's been abandoned. It was dedicated to someone, but it doesn't seem like anyone's really taking care of it. So I'm just wondering, like, what the history is behind that, with, like, who put that up and what to do with it moving forward. Because it, I mean, you walk by it and it just looks kind of sad, like somebody dedicated it to someone and now it's just been forgotten, and quite depressing if you do walk by it. Because, like, the roses are completely overtaken, the trellis, and they're not they don't even flower anymore.
Is that on the small, that's on the smaller side, isn't it?
Yeah, it's near the smaller parking lot. Not on Dearborn, but on the other side.
Yeah.
It's closer to that side, and it's kind of up against the fence near, like, a property.
I've seen it a dozen times, and I've never actually looked at it.
Yeah, well, because it's not really, it's kind of a, it's not a pretty thing to look at, but I was just curious about it, like, why, like, you know, are we able to put things down if someone's, I mean, is there a time limit on memorial pieces like that? Or is that something that maybe someone said they were going to take care of and they stopped doing it? I just want to know more about it because I'm curious and it looks sad.
Sounds like a research project. Somebody
else. Can we put that on the agenda?
I mean, where could we find that information?
I don't know. Check with Robert, I guess.
Okay. I'll take pictures of it and I'll send it to him because it's been there for a while. I don't remember the date on the memorial plaque, but it's been there for a good while. I was just curious about it because it makes me sad every time I walk by it. Like, hopefully no one dedicates something like that to me and just forgets about
it. Well, but it is one of those things, like similar to park benches and stuff, you know, they're great while the families are still around and then
yeah. They
go away and people forget. And I think that's important. Maybe it's something to talk about with KPIC and just say, hey, you know, let's get out and look at our memorials and not lose the history there because
– I mean, I would hate for it to, I mean, eventually it's just going to end up rotting away and it's going to be a pile of brush and bushes.
20 years from now, nobody's going to know that the guy on the horse out there is Jerry McGee, and that's kind of unfortunate. I hope nobody forgets that. But. Yeah.
And I mean, the same thing goes with some of the benches at the parks, too. They're just beat up and rotting away, so. Mm-hmm.
The statue out there, the guy on the horse is Jerry McGee. They modeled it after.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't actually have, Mayor Clark brought it up, but the Volcanoes are doing great.
Very good.
They're in the playoffs, and they're, you know, it's a whole brand new experience. So if you haven't gone and seen the Volcanoes, get down there and check them out. We actually went for about an hour on Saturday, and it rained so hard, so fast, that we were completely drenched. And my 8-year-old looked at me and said, "This isn't happening, Dad."
That was on Saturday.
Yeah.
You should have been at the JFK. Holy smoke. It was a packed crowd.
The Kaiser Little League Task Force will be meeting September 5th.
Yep.
That's going to be kind of a update between the two organizations, and hopefully will be the first look at the bylaws, fingers crossed. So that'll be good. As far as the parks meeting on, is it the 10th then, Debbie?
Uh-huh.
Okay, because it says September. Yep. Do we want to continue with the, I mean, we potentially have a grant coming from Peggy and Jerry, but they said they're okay waiting till October. We've got one from Wayne. Not sure what that's going to look like. Is there anything else that anybody sees so significant that we need to hold a September meeting? Do we need a motion to cancel that one?
You can agree by consensus if everybody's in favor.
Yes.
So we'll do the work session with the council on the 9th and no meeting on the 10th. I've got the report to council on the 19th. Is there anything else for the good of the order? All right. Hearing none, we'll stand adjourned at 6:52.
Is that a record? No. We need 35 minutes one time, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we did it even less than what
in the modern era. I think 35 is
the modern era.
Not good.
Yeah.
Since Matt.